This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
That she has enabled, but it's not about her. It's about the American people. It's about the American people and how we have a strategic plan. This administration has not had a strategic plan for the 6 months that we know about the coronavirus.
I told Dr. Brooks, I think we're doing very well. She was in my office a little while ago. She's a person I have a lot of respect for. I think Nancy Pelosi's treated her very badly, very, very badly, very nasty.
All right, there you go. The Prez and the Speaker of the House talking about Dr. Burks, and you heard what Pelosi said there, enabling the Prez, and then you heard the Prez saying how badly Pelosi threw Burks under the bus. Just another day in the political atmospheric bubble that we live under, where we are, 90 days away from electing either a new president, or this current president gets a second term, which would be the fourth time that we have done that in a row. The coronavirus deaths in the U.S., we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about Hurricane Isaias, which slammed into North Carolina. I've got the latest on that and weigh in on a couple of other things as well. But first, let's start with COVID-19. Folks, this is real. 158,000 deaths. That's out of 4.8 million confirmed. The number, and I say this all the time, that I think is sexy, that I want to see rise, is the people who have recovered. And by the way, when they recover, it doesn't mean it's like, whoa, we are back on it. We are on track. No, a lot of them still with issues, people coming out of being on ventilators and having to get oxygen, etc., and spending lengthy times in the hospital, not easy to recover from this. But anyway, 2.33 million recovered in the world. And I know some of you are listening to us in Australia. You're listening to us in the UK and so many other places. 692,000 deaths. That's from 18.2 million confirmed worldwide. And the recovery number there, 10.8 million. Here's the thing. Why are people going to parties to rub up against 600 strangers they barely know? It makes no sense. How many of you have 600 to 700 friends that you desperately want to see in the middle of a pandemic? I don't care if you're 20. I don't care if you're 50. I don't care how old you are. What in the world would make you go and do that now? Sadly, in New Jersey, really my home state, it's gotten worse. It is, as the governor there, Governor Murphy, calls it, the knuckleheads are reigning supreme, and it is shocking. It's shocking because I don't know if they just don't get the message. They're not looking at what's happening to people who get this, or they feel invincible, they'll get it, they'll ride out the storm, and they're not going to infect anyone anyway. But bottom line is, in New Jersey, over 15,000 cases, 15,000 cases, and that's out of confirmed cases. That's deaths, by the way. That's out of confirmed 184,000 cases. Wow. Insane, because it looked as though they had gotten a handle on this. But all it takes is a couple of people to go to some of these parties and not mask up to see some sort of an outbreak, because especially when you get 10 to 20 to 30 multiples and then you do the contract tracing, well, you've heard the stories. I've talked about it a ton on with the stimulus. And then talking about the doctor and talking about where we are with the vaccine. This is all that we roll into every single week. And trust me, I am looking under every possible microscope I can. In other words, talking to lots and lots of different people with different points of view, but still feeling pretty confident that, you know what, we're going to get, meaning there is going to be a vaccine, but by the time you get it and by the time we roll into 2021, what are we realistically looking at on a timeline? And it's so difficult, right? Because I know you're out there and you want this to be over with. I mean, you're holding your breath. You're living under the giant question mark, and it's tough to live with all of that uncertainty. You could argue, well, life is about uncertainty, but this kind of uncertainty is something especially we as Americans are not used to, and I think it's the same for others in other countries too, but we talk about it all the time. The freedom to make the choices that we want to make, to express ourselves the way we want to express ourselves, even if we don't agree with the person to the right of us, to the person to the left of us, the ability to move freely and go where we want to go. Now it's hindered because it's all about this jigsaw puzzle of what's safe, what's not safe, where can I go? Bottom line is this, too. Stores now are really requiring masks. No shirt, no shoes, remember that? No service. Now it's no face masks, no entrevue. Target, McDonald's, Old Navy, Gap, Planet Fitness, and of course they should have that. Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Lowe's, I don't have to go on. Just think of any of the big box stores, because they don't want to take the chance with this. They don't want to have their employees slammed with COVID-19 because it's hard enough, let's put it that way. And watching schools try to reopen is such a joke when you think of... It's one thing, and I like the idea of staggered schedules, but I also like the idea that you have the teacher solo, just practically wrapped up in their own classroom bubble, broadcasting, so to speak, and somebody who's done this for a living, I know this is possible, doing that, not from their home, but doing it from somewhere safe in a classroom where it's just a handful of teachers. But then as that leaves my lips, in Georgia, 300 people school-wise infected with COVID-19 before they're even back in the classrooms. So you have teachers bringing coffins and guillotines protesting New York City schools reopening because that's what they're saying. They're looking around and they're realizing how dangerous it is for them, and not just them, but how dangerous it is for their families, how dangerous it is for kids in general, etc. I mean, this thing multiplies. This virus, this monster that we've been talking about for far too long, since before the beginning of March, we were having people on this show from China that were telling us about what was happening in Wuhan and trying to really handicap that. Not, I don't know that we really realized what it was going to do, the Pandora's box that was going to be unleashed. All right, speaking of Pandora's box, as we traverse here, we're going to talk about that storm that, as I said, has slammed into North Carolina. You know, it's interesting, the path that it took, it really looked like Florida was going to take a big hit, and parts certainly did get hit, but really it's North Carolina and South Carolina taking the brunt of this. So what's up, and what are people boarding, and how safe are they? We got the skinny. Stay with us.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
If you're told to evacuate, the most important thing to do is get out of the danger zone. First, plan to stay with family or friends. And if that doesn't work, a hotel is the next option if you can afford it. But no, shelters will be available for those who need them.
All right, that's Governor Cooper in North Carolina. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope that you and yours are safe. I had friends that escaped Charleston because it slammed into Charleston right before a lot of that noise was made by ISIS, easy for me to say. but it really is, in being a Cat 1, hits late Monday and rolls in and mostly kind of dipped and dodged Florida and gained strength throughout the day and then just hammered the coast with heavy rain and strong winds. I mean, 85 miles an hour, that's tough, right? Think about that. And it hit at about 11 o'clock Eastern time at the beginning of the week. So that's the way to start off the week, right? And it started as a tropical storm, then it strengthens into a hurricane, and then slams North Carolina. And, of course, the tricky thing there is you've got COVID you're dealing with, you have hospitals that are dealing with that issue, and then you have the threat of what's going to happen with this storm and how bad is it going to be and how life-threatening is it going to be because of the storm surge. And the tide, which would cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters moving inland from the shoreline, that's the that's the scary thing. And by the way, it's Isis. Again, the pronunciation of this, I've heard it like five different ways. So I just had a friend text it to me. It could bring heavy, heavy rain. They're talking about up to 8 inches in some spots. And then flash flooding is the danger, the flash flooding in the Carolinas and the mid-Atlantic states, and even further up in the northeast when you look at New York and New England and Connecticut, and there are people listening to us there, maybe 2 to 4 inches, but 6 inches in some areas. So are you in a low-lying area where this is going to really slam into you? But South Carolina, North Carolina, FEMA's on the ground. They knew this was happening and knew what the impact could be. And it's up to like 113, if you look at those that live in these areas, 113 million Americans that could feel the brunt of it when it's all said and done. You know, there's always the possibility of changing direction, and nothing like seeing a tropical storm veer in and then veer out and just get out of the way. You know, they predicted, the National Hurricane Center, that this was going to be a tough year, and it's living up to the, it's going to be a tough year. And it just piles on, doesn't it, with what we're dealing with in 2020. Many of you sent me emails about that. It's like, what, when is 2020 going to break and break different? It's broke bad. And it has, definitely. So we've now seen and are watching the 9th Atlantic tropical cyclone on record. And you look at the previous record, and that was Irene, and that was back in 2005. And remember what Irene was like. No picnic, certainly. And you know, they've got the signs everywhere, tropical storm warning, in effect, in effect, in effect. And then it's just a question, like I said, of tracking it and watching where you're going, where it's going. Here's what I wonder. When you shop, how much attention are you paying to details? You heard me at the top of this show talk about the numbers with COVID-19. And, you know, we have heard over and over again about the masks, certainly. And I know that I've mostly seen people mask up now, especially. I've seen more people wear masks. Even when I'm walking the dog, they're wearing them. When people are running, I've seen them, of course, in the grocery stores, etc. The other part of this is the hand sanitizers, and you're seeing more hand sanitizers pop up at the front of the grocery stores, at all stores. They've got them there, the dispensers. In fact, there isn't a store that I've gone in, not that I'm out there shopping away, but the few stores I've gone in there, I always notice that. And I wonder how many of you really read the labels. Because you look at what the FDA came out with the list of hand sanitizers to avoid because they might have methanol. And that list just keeps getting bigger. I mean, for goodness sake, if I'm going to use hand sanitizers, do I want to have a hand sanitizer that is dangerous because it contains methanol? And like I said, the list is growing because of what an agent that is inside a hand sanitizer and what it means in making it as to what the cost is. There's 87 varieties of it, right? So it's not just methanol. It could have wood alcohol. It's another toxic substance when you get it absorbed through the skin. Wouldn't that just be the worst? So you just want to get home. You're just picking up some sanitizer. You hardly ever think about hand sanitizer. Are you really flipping around looking at, are you looking at Consumer Reports? What are you looking at? I mean, when they say to you, we're urging you not to use any hand sanitizer products from particular manufacturers on the list, even if the product or if the particular lot number aren't listed, some manufacturers are recalling only certain but not all of their products because they won't take a bath on it. So they only do that with some of them. It's so crazy dangerous, but yet it's not really getting a lot of attention. Importing, producing, distributing toxic hand sanitizers, what a threat to the public. And that's the thing, the adverse effects of that. You know what the worst adverse effects would be for you not knowing, stumbling onto a hand sanitizer and profusely using it? Blindness, cardiac arrest, attack on your central nervous system, hospitalizations, death. I mean, this is one of those, oh, I got to call poison control. And that's it. You got to call poison control. And I think what's happened is I'm going to call them the feral. You get the feral brands because of the shortages of brands that people are familiar with. So what you would normally pick up, Purell, if you can't find it, then what are you reaching for? Oh, that's is that okay? Maybe that's okay. I'm not sure. Looks like it could be okay. Some of these, I would think you would order. So in ordering them, you're just looking at hand sanitizer, and you're not necessarily, you can't find the big names anymore, so you're just looking at whatever looks good out there. But trust me, this is something that you really want to compare the list. If there was ever a list to compare, this is the list that you want to do it because of the dizzying effects, which is exactly what I talked about. And you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person that has no clue they're doing it, but yet they think they're doing themselves some good by using the product over and over and over again. I mean, there is no substitute for the real thing, but if you can't get the real thing, for goodness sake, don't get the fake thing that'll kill you. I mean, methanol is a toxic alcohol. It's used as a solvent, as a pesticide, as an alternative fuel source. Just think about that. And there is a study that was done by the National Center for Biotech Information, and methanol can potentially be lethal only if used in a dose of 30 to 240 milligrams of the stuff, which seems odd. How do you measure that? That number seems odd to me. But anyway, don't use the all clean hand sanitizer. Don't use the Lavar 70 gel hand sanitizer you might come across. Don't use the Clean Care No Germ Advanced Hand Sanitizer. That's just a few of the so many that are out there. And if you have kids and they somehow ingest the hand sanitizer, you know, there are young people that drink the sanitizer kind of as an alcohol substitute. Oof. I mean, that'll go right to you. Methanol poisoning. That's where that ends up. We got to play something smart. We're in the coronavirus era, the time of chaos, but the time of great change. And so if you've never been a label reader, boy, oh boy, is this ever the time when you can't get the normal, easy brands to look at the label. Jake says, Kate, what in the world is going on? What about this attack on Dr. Birx? I don't understand. Explain. Help me, help me. I will when I go to the mailroom.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators on a huge coronavirus relief bill reported very slight progress after talks resumed at the Capitol, with issues like food for the poor and aid to schools struggling to reopen safely having a higher profile in these talks. Multiple obstacles remain, including an impasse so far over extending the $600 per week pandemic jobless benefit, funding for the Postal Service, and an aid to renters facing eviction. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, a lead negotiator for President Donald Trump, said afterwards, "We're continuing to make small bits of progress, and that the administration is not insistent on a small bore approach centered on extending the supplemental." Just 2 months after reopening, Universal Orlando is being forced to lay off a number of workers. Universal said in an email that the Florida theme park was reducing its workforce to reflect current priorities and needs. Universal has put the construction of their new theme park, Epic Universe, on pause because of COVID-19. Comcast, Universal Orlando's owner, reported last week that the company's theme parks division shrank to $87 million in revenue from over $1.46 billion 1 year ago. A New York City prosecutor fighting to get President Donald Trump's tax returns told a judge that he's justified in demanding them because of public reports of extensive criminal conduct at the Trump Organization. Cyrus R. Vance Jr. is seeking 8 years of the president's personal and corporate tax records, but has disclosed virtually nothing about what prompted him to request those records, other than the investigation related to payoffs to two women to keep them quiet about alleged affairs with the president. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yeah, a lot of applause for all of you sending me your thoughts to 8@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Again, you can do that 24/7, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. So Jake, longtime listener in Austin, Texas, basically said, you heard me go into it before we stepped aside, what's the deal with Deborah Birx? What is the reason that she got entangled with Pelosi and then the president comes to her aid? And I don't understand, because isn't she just doing her job? So here's the deal. She's coordinating the White House response with the, you know, coronavirus crisis right from the start. She was, you know, 1-2, 1-2 with Anthony Fauci, with Dr. Fauci. And she's got to balance, right? Now, this is the thing. We're in unprecedented territory, so I think people are shoving people, politically speaking, under all kinds of buses, like I've never seen in the 15 years that I've done this show. I mean, listen, we've all become now Now what we've seen is it's the us's and the them's, you, me, whoever. I say it all the time, whether you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, it's about the conversation. For me, it's always about that. But where is that conversation? So it is about bus throwing and shoving people underneath the buses, especially when you get entangled at the highest level. So that comes with the territory. So if you're Dr. Birx and you're in this situation, then you're in it. Like it or not, you're in it with both feet. So she's somehow is in this situation where she does have the president upset with her and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi said in a televised interview over the past couple of days she's not happy with Birx for not doing more to stand up to the president when he publicly talks about their response to the pandemic, the administration's response to the pandemic, or endorses an unproven remedy, is what Pelosi's saying. It's that she didn't have any confidence in Birx, that she's enabled him and hasn't done enough to set the record straight. Now, on the other side of this, it's all about the treatments and how many people are infected and what's happening with the virus, etc. So while that was going on with Pelosi, the president accused Birx on Twitter of taking the bait by saying on a Sunday talk show, the virus is now extraordinarily widespread, which is what Dr. Birx said. And he felt that she was being baited by Pelosi. It was a message that could be seen as undercutting the White House to tamp down panic about the pandemic. So at a White House news conference on Monday evening, the president said he just spoke to Birx in his office, told her he thought the country was doing very well, tackling the pandemic. He went on to attack Pelosi for trying to take advantage of Birx. So he made his comments, but then he countered and came back. I mean, look, this is criticism nation. We're in the middle of chaos, and that's the deal. And you got criticism smashing from all sides. Now with so many people infected, over, 4.6 million Americans, and the fact that you have more than 155,000 people who have died, and you have people that are furious because economically they were either doing wonderful or they were doing okay, or, yeah, they were surviving, and all of a sudden it doesn't matter. You're on Gilligan's Island, and there is no life raft for a lot of people. And it's scary, and it's scary to try to make that, to reinvent, to reimagine, and reboot your life. You know, this is what I talk about all the time. And it's not as though it's like, woohoo, I've got all these applications in, and for some people it's not that easy. And then it's the experience, it's who's hiring, and what companies have completely collapsed, and they're not hiring, and they're letting people go, people who thought they had this security, which, what did I say? There's always that false insecurity. But thought they had security, and then the rug gets ripped out beneath them, and they have medications, and they have mortgages, and they have a life that they no longer can afford. And people, I think, in this country are in a furious state over what has happened, and are tired of being caged in. And I think sometimes it's leading to, it's like I would call Corona crazy, where you just go off the rails. People aren't thinking clearly sometimes because it's that roller coaster ride of up and down, and geez, we're okay, and then we're not okay, and all of the stuff in between that people are tackling. But anyway, that's the scoop with Dr. Birx. She was lifted up later in the day by the president. She was slammed by Pelosi for not doing more to stand in front of what's happening with the virus, and she gave her the no confidence vote, and we'll see where that all ends up. She's the latest target, so Fauci takes a back seat for a while, but trust me, he'll be back there. He'll be back there again, unless we see the numbers truly subside. All right, going down that rabbit hole. So quickly, let's go to another one. This one is from Sam. I am Kate. Been a fan of the show for a long time. You know that. I think I might have even heard you the first time you filled in on the show. What do you think is going to happen with schools that are preparing to reopen in the fall? I have kids that are in the high school level, and they had a choice where they could either choose to go to school or do it online, and they could make those choices in 6 weeks, 6 week increments. My two kids chose to not go to school and then thought they would revisit that after another 6 weeks. I think that's kind of a smart thing to do. What do you think? Well, I think so too, because we don't know. So if you want to react to, you know, if you're reacting to now, it's like I said, what's happening in Georgia. There's different conclusions of and different philosophies of what's difficult and how do you move forward with these infections in these states and trying to go to school. I like the option of you make the choice and you're not penalized either way. Which do you want? And then you're not stuck with that, by the way, because in 6 weeks you can change your mind. So if it's not this first 6 weeks or the next 6 weeks or the 6 weeks after that, who knows? Maybe it will eventually be at a point where you feel like you want to go back to the kids, and maybe the parents make the decision, and maybe it's a combination kind of decision. It's interesting because a lot of the parents that I've talked to, and I'm saying ages all over the board, they, in these situations where they make the choice, they're letting the kids make the choice. You know, they're saying, what do you want to do? And they're trying to back them on their decision. And, of course, every city and every school district is different. I think it's scary, frankly, because it's one thing to be in a classroom, and even with distancing and signs and everything else, it's one thing to be in a classroom all day, and it's another thing to be there just partially or to do online learning, of course, is the other side of that, which I think is safer in many cases for now. I get the need of wanting to go back to school, and some people, they have no option because they have to work and they have nothing else that they can do. All right, let's move on to another one. How about this one? This is something you usually don't go down this lane, but this one is from Jeremy. Jeremy says, Kate, I need a break from the usual yin and yang over the virus and who says what and who's had this happen to them and who's recovered. I was reading a story at my doctor's office, and it looked like it was an old magazine, but I don't think it's too old, about Ellen DeGeneres and what's happening with her. It's like people have targeted her, or have they, about this idea that she mistreats people on the set in some cases, but also employees. Do you think she'll continue to do her show? Well, you know, that show, it's funny how time flies. That show's been on the air since 2003. So when there was a story, for those who wouldn't know this story, there was a story that came out that there were staff that were mistreated. When I say mistreated, they weren't paid when the pandemic first hit. They felt like they weren't being acknowledged, and that there was a pecking order, so to speak. So very swiftly, there was some reaction to what happened. The executive producer, Ed Glavin, who was the source of many of the complaints, you know, booed it. And Warner Brothers, who puts the whole thing together, didn't really comment on it. So Ellen DeGeneres apologized, and she disputed some of the statements from the people working on the show, alluding to her own experiences as an entertainer in empathizing with those who feel they were treated unfairly. But she said, I'm also learning that people who work with me and for me are speaking on my behalf and misrepresenting who I am, and that has to stop. She says, I was judged and nearly lost everything for that. So I understand, I have compassion for people being looked at differently. But others tell a different story. So will her show be back? It depends on if they can make money, because money makes the talk world go round and round, especially on the tube. How are we doing with sports? We're going to open the door to the man cave on the flip side. We'll be right back.
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There is something about watching a little sports, and I've seen some NBA, I've seen Major League Baseball, and tonight I saw the tail end of a hockey game where the Dallas Stars lost to the Las Vegas Knights, and that was a close game, 4-3, and I feel like because of the condensed seasons, you're getting the best of the best from sports. So, hey, here we are at the tail end of the show. Big shout out to all those who partake in the sports viewing. Some who are new to the games, welcome board, because you want a distraction. And I think we're seeing that. What's scary is Major League Baseball doesn't have the kind of bubble they were able to have in Orlando. I think Adam Silver in the NBA, fingers crossed, might have done it the best. And it is a little different, obviously, with baseball. But the Cards and the Tigers had to be postponed because of the virus outbreak. So a four-game series tanked, that's it. You had staff, you had players. So you can't do it, you know, if you have players that have COVID. And staff, it's impossible to make the move to shuttle people from A to B and then to have to go through the whole testing thing. And we saw this with the Marlins. It's crazy. You watch what's happening, and it's almost like you're watching you know, a bigger version of Downton Abbey being scrubbed. I watched as they were spraying and rubbing every ounce of the stadiums, and in an instant, boom, like that, somebody could come in and break whatever that seal is they think they're getting. Impossible, if you're reading anything, to do that. Even the Field of Dreams. The Field of Dreams game in Iowa postponed until 2021 because of the novel coronavirus. The game at this newly constructed ballpark on the cornfield, just right there at the site of the 89 movie, was supposed to happen on August 13th. But do you think they would take a chance on that? No. So they'll just wait. They'll wait till 2021. And I just think it's a question of, is Major League Baseball going to really be able to get this in? They are getting some games in. So if you're a Reds fan, you saw the Reds, Joey Votto, hit a two-run jack, the go-ahead homer, and the Reds beat the Indians 3-2. If you're a Phillies fan, like me, you saw Gerrit Cole, unfortunately, take it to the Phillies, and the Phillies lose 6-3. So they return from their layoff because of the coronavirus testing, and they weren't looking great, the Phillies, or the Sillies, as they are sometimes called. The Mets, on the other hand, shellacked the Braves 7-2. And then you had a slew of other games, from the White Sox beating the Brewers to the Twins eking by the Pirates to the Cubs shutting out the Royals 2-0, and the Rockies beating the Giants 7-6. The Dodgers, the team I like to win it all, losing to the Padres by just a run 5-4. And what was going on with the Mariners? The A's, 11-1, they beat the Mariners. But seeing these postponed games, it does make you think, can they really do this? Can they pull it off? And I think Rob Manfred is serious about staying on top of this and, yes, making it happen and not backing down, taking the tests, doing what they have to do, monitoring it, and putting people in. Otherwise, you just got to take your bat and go home. And I don't think that's in the cards for them, to go home. They don't want to go home. I guess let's put it that way. Looking around at the NFL and some of the players now who have decided, I'm not going to play, it makes you wonder, just like MLB, at when is it safe and when is it not safe? So Doug Peterson, the coach for my Philadelphia Eagles, he gets COVID-19. But just last week he was talking about how he felt safe and he felt like a good job is being done. And now a lot of players are opting out of the 2020 NFL season because of virus concerns. And some of them are very, very big names on these lists, irreplaceable players, and then backup players who were excellent at what they did and would have been put in certain situations. C.J. Mosley, linebacker for the Jets, boom, committed, he's out. Now, he missed 14 games last season because of a groin injury, but before that, he was super all-pro. You also have Drew Forbes, the guard for Cleveland, he's out. There was a big upside to him, and they were looking very forward to having him in the fold, but that's going to have to wait. So the good news is something's been worked out where they would get some pay, but of course it wouldn't be the full boat. Not taking the chance, realizing this was the better move, I can't fault anyone for that. To me, it's bravo. players considered high risk for COVID-19 can get like $350,000. That's not bad, right? And an accrued NFL season if they choose to opt out for the season. Players without risk can earn $150,000 for opting out. And there is a list that keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. I'll tell you another sport that has picked up, I think, legions of more fans because you can watch it, and you can watch it all the way through unless there's something else going on in the course. But we got the PGA coming up, and you've had Tiger arriving to the PGA course early and wanting to play around, and that's exactly what happened. He wasn't on site until he had his COVID-19 test along with his caddy, but he did. And he showed up and hit balls and watched to see what's going to happen. And it that swing doesn't lie. He's a four-time PGA champion. Tied for 40th 3 weeks ago at the Memorial in his only start since February. I think it's the shortness of breath that really catches people off guard. I think some of the golfers were concerned about that. And for Woods, 15th in the world, relaxed, just doing what he would typically do, getting some extra shots in, and just being as ready as he can for the PGA. He's his first start in a major since last year's Open at Royal Portrush, where he missed the cut. So this is big to have Tiger back in the field. And it's big anyway because people follow him naturally and he draws big, big, big crowds, especially if they know that they can actually watch him do something athletic or they miss the Bulls run. They can watch to see him cream a golf ball and then use his other skills around the hole to chip it in. I got this note. It's interesting. I got this note on sports from somebody in the game who used to come on a lot of shows with me, and his name's Alex. And he's a big researcher, and he is looking at whether it's safe, whether it's not safe, and, you know, has said it really is up to the individuals, and that's why it's sort of left up to them. Because they don't have to put themselves in that situation if they think it's not going to be safe. Because there's not a bubble like the NBA bubble. By the way, the Lakers clinched the number one seed. No surprise, right? Thanks so much to the technical maestro of the show, Nathan Reeder. And big shout out to Mo Flam. Be safe, everyone, and be kind.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.